New Zealand's ACT Party floats a crypto capital gains tax waiver. New Zealand's ACT Party has proposed waiving capital gains tax on cryptocurrency, a move that would spare local holders from tax on the appreciation of their coins. The proposal surfaced through a Bitcoin news post on August 28, 2026, and reflects the party's broader stance against introducing a capital gains regime at all. ACT is the libertarian-leaning junior partner in New Zealand's governing coalition. The party has long argued against a general capital gains tax, and its crypto position is an extension of that. Rather than carving out a special crypto exemption from an existing tax, ACT wants to keep crypto outside any future capital gains net entirely. The current tax picture in New Zealand does not have a broad capital gains tax today. Instead, crypto is taxed under existing income rules. If Inland Revenue treats you as acquiring crypto with the purpose of disposing of it, the profit on sale is taxable income. Mining, staking rewards, and payment for services are also taxable. That framework already captures a large share of crypto activity, which is what makes ACT's proposal more about the future than the present. The debate matters because a formal capital gains tax has resurfaced repeatedly in New Zealand politics. Opposition parties have floated versions of it, and each proposal raises the question of how digital assets would be treated. ACT's position stakes out an early answer: keep crypto out of any such regime. A proposal, not a policy. This is a party platform, not enacted law. ACT holds a minority of seats and governs in coalition, so any tax change would require agreement from its partners and passage through Parliament. Treating the proposal as a done deal would misread it. What it does show is that at least one governing party sees favorable crypto tax treatment as a competitive lever. For holders, the practical takeaway is narrow for now. Nothing about today's obligations changes. Anyone disposing of crypto in New Zealand still falls under the existing income-based rules, and Inland Revenue's guidance on trading purpose still applies. The value of the announcement is directional. It tells you where the policy pressure is pointing. Jurisdictions that reduce friction on crypto gains tend to attract holders who can choose where to base themselves. Portugal drew attention years ago for its treatment of individual crypto gains. And other jurisdictions have adjusted rules to court the same mobile capital. If New Zealand formalized a zero capital gains stance on digital assets, it would join that conversation. The spending and cash out angle tax treatment shapes how people move between crypto and everyday money. In a jurisdiction where selling crypto triggers a capital gains event, every conversion to fiat carries a tax calculation. Where gains are untaxed, the friction of cashing out drops, and cards that let you spend crypto directly become more attractive as a routine tool rather than a taxable disposal each time. That said, spending crypto is often itself a disposal for tax purposes, even under income-based systems. Buying a coffee with an appreciated coin can crystallize a gain the same way selling on an exchange would. A capital gains waiver of the kind ACT describes would remove that headache for the appreciation portion, though income tax treatment of trading activity would still need clarifying. Holders using stablecoin-based spending already sidestep much of the volatility math, since a dollar-pegged balance does not appreciate the way BTC or ETH does. The macro backdrop gives the proposal added weight. Bitcoin trades at $87.94 as of August 28, 2026, up 2.6% on the day and 9.25% over the week, and the fear and greed index sits at 83 in extreme greed territory. Solana is up 8.4% on the day to $109.12. Rising prices mean larger unrealized gains, which is exactly when capital gains treatment becomes a live concern for holders deciding whether to sell, hold, or spend. Reading the signal ACT's proposal is worth watching precisely because it is early. Tax policy rarely moves fast, and coalition politics can dilute or reshape a junior partner's platform. But the direction is clear enough. In a moment when several governments are tightening crypto tax enforcement, at least one New Zealand governing party is pushing the other way. For now, holders should treat their New Zealand obligations as unchanged and watch for any formal bill or coalition agreement that turns the platform into policy. A party proposal and a passed law are very different things, and the gap between them is where most tax announcements quietly disappear.